This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Ev Raz steel mill in Pueblo will soon be almost fully powered by solar energy. CPR's Miguel Otarola was there yesterday for the official launch.
From this spot, you can see the coal-fired Comanche Power Station run by Xcel Energy, the Ev Raz Rocky Mountain steel mill, and an array of 750,000 solar panels. Company officials announced the Bighorn Solar Project in 2019. Now they're here celebrating its opening. U.S. Senator Michael Bennett came for the launch. He says it's the future of the country's energy transition.
We'll be able to walk confidently into a world where we are dealing with the catastrophe of climate change. At the same time, we're rebuilding our economy, so we're driving wages up.
The solar array was built by Lightsource BP, which will be feeding the energy to the steel mill. The project should be fully operational next month. I'm Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
Wolf Creek will be the first ski area in Colorado to open this year after getting more than a foot of snow this week. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
Opening day will be on Saturday, thanks to the season's first big storm that dumped 14 inches of fresh powder on Wolf Creek Ski Area, outside of Pagosa Springs. Every winter, ski resorts race to see who can open first. Arapahoe Basin, Keystone, and Loveland have all said they plan to open this month, though they haven't announced official dates. Wolf Creek plans to phase in operations, only weekends to start, with just a handful of runs available. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org. Grand Junction is at 52 degrees with some showers that could turn into snow this evening. Colorado Springs is at 49 degrees with a slight chance of snow tonight.